So now we go to, we finished E of speech, and now we get Eliphaz's second speech. We are finally at the second round.
Which
that? Perek So Vayan Eliphaz Hatemani Vayomar. So Eliphaz comes, and this time we get a second speech, right? So now remember that that's sort of the background you need to have as we see this next section, which is that this is round two. And this is round two. Oh, actually, yeah, right. So this is right the right. So that again, that's what makes this unique, is that this is the second speech. Okay. So if we look here at the introduction to this section by you know, Kedar Kamakodesh, both the Ralbag and the Malbim have an introduction. So if you look at the Ralbag, he says, "Be'er divrei amaneh ana Eliphaz ibn Amar yitachin lacham shidon tanot kosevet shem divrei hevel ruach vehevel im michol kachacham shidvakech b'dvarim v'tanot b'altim ma'olot b'adam ma'ashir tza ha'amatato hine lo tuchal inatzel shlo tasa avel gadol me'lo advarim ki ata tafer me'on yirat Hashem." Yitbarach, kiamon, l'chushat, sichlam, lo yiru, me'asot ra'ot, ela mida'aga, pen yanishem, Hashem yitbarach, v'agzeh shomar shelo yoyel ha-tzedek, shelo yavo el ra'ot, ela mi shebimarach chato, beida leida shevo, ata afer yirat Hashem yitbarach me'amon, v'ata gam genuel hitpalel lefnei Hashem yitbarach al ro'ot ha-ba'ot li'ish, te'atfila le'em shav v'atel v'yitbarecha. So he says to him, listen, what you are doing, it's not just, right, this is how he understands what his speech is. It's not just that what you were going to say is wrong. It's that it is extremely damaging because you are putting out the belief that there's no justice, that God doesn't care about people. So you are destroying people, the faith of the Hamonam, right, the average person. Because the average person will now say, well, why should I act good? There's nothing matters. Why should I bother davening? Why should I bother turning God? Nothing will help. Right? You're tricking people. Now he says, right, that what he's going to start saying is, I no longer need to prove that you're a Rasha. Because originally I was trying to argue that you're a Rasha. Now I don't need to argue that you're a Rasha. Why? Because you've proven that you're a Rasha. You're spending your whole time undermining the faith of people. And he says, and what, you think you're right because you're older than Sofar? He said, wisdom isn't necessarily with the old. So you're just attacking Sofar because you can, right? Because remember, he's picking up on the previous speech. That's his other methodological point. Right, and he says maybe he got Eidud from earlier people, right? Maybe he actually studied with people. You don't know God. Right? You don't know God. And so far a lot more truth than you do, right? And how do you have the chutzpah? Right, basically, right? How do you have the chutzpah to claim that you know that there's no justice, that nothing matters? Right, and then he's going to basically prove it, right? That's going to be his goal throughout, namely proving that there is justice and that people who suffer are Risha'im, right? So again, his argument is going to be, right, you're wrong, but not only wrong, you're being destructive. And in order to prove that he's wrong, he's also going to argue from, you know, the evidence of what he has, that in fact there is justice, and therefore if he's suffering is because he deserves to suffer, which again, at this point, what he adds is that I don't need to prove that you're evil because you're undermining people's faith. That's what you're doing by what you're saying. The Malbim says that his main argument is going to be that the success of Rishayim is illusory. Right, that you are arguing that there's no justice, but that's because you see that Rishayim are not suffering, rather. And he says it's not true. Right, what you're going to see is that's an illusion. And in fact, there is justice. That's one thing he's going to say. And again, Malbim Kedarka Bakodesh, things that Eov over and over denies free will. So he's going to push back on this and point out that, no, people know that they do have free will. Right? That's what he thinks. He's going to point out from experience that people are aware that they have free will. And he's going to find specific sins for Eov. Among them, the Malbim thinks that he's going to argue that even if you did serve God, you didn't do it me'ahava, which admittedly is a low-level sin, right? That you actually did serve God, but not for the right reasons. But he's looking for something, and he's, you know, going to spend some time making fun of him for thinking he knows everything. Okay, right? So he says, Hechacham yanedat ruach v'maleka din bitno. Will a wise man speak? Right, what's dat ruach? So like JBS translates windy knowledge, which is terrible, but I think Alter gets it better, which is hot air, right? Like that's how we do it in, you know, in English, right. It's it. And fill his belly with the east wind, right? Meaning it clearly was a mashal, right? Just like nowadays we talk about, you know, people being full of hot air. Yeah. That's the expression of it. That what you're saying is worthless. What you're saying is not profitable. It does no one good. Right. So again, is it just pointless or is it, you know, actually negative? But either way, af atata fear yirav etigras sicha lifnei el. You do away with fear. You diminish speech to God. Right. So again, this is several mafarshim. Tefila thinks that means it means the Ralbag thinks it means tefila. Right, you're in convincing people not to daven because you're convincing people that there's no purpose. Right, because again, you're saying that there's. But the Malbim says no, that's not what he's saying. He's just saying, why are you talking like this before God? Right, the way the Malbim is reading it is tigra, is you're causing other people to not have sicha before God. Right, you're causing other people not to speak before God, whereas. The Malbim takes it as stop talking. You should stop talking. You. Right? Ki ya'alef avoncha picha v'divchar l'shon rim, for your mouth teaches sin. And you choose the tongue of the cunning. Right? So again, Rashi says it's your Yitzhar Hara that's making you say these things, as is the Rikara. The Rikimchi says, yeah, the problem is that you keep saying you're a tzaddik, which is making things worse. The Malbim says that it's you're getting habituated to heresy. Right? You keep saying it, so you're starting to believe these terrible things. Yarshiacha picha v'lo anis v'techa yanuvach. Right? And now, as I remember, we saw this in the Ralbag. The Ralbag says he no longer has to say, I think you're a Rasha. Now he says, it's your own mouth that condemns you, right? Is until now, I didn't have proof that you were evil. Now I do. Right? Or as Alter puts it, Job's staunch defense of his own integrity as well as his challenges to God is taken by Eliphaz as clear evidence that he is an impious liar. Right? Meaning, at this point, I no longer need to prove that you're evil because your very defense of yourself and accusation of God is proof that you're evil. So now I don't need proof that there's justice because of course you're suffering. You're terrible. Right? Harishon Adam Divalei Venegon Chalalta. Were you the first person born? Right? Were you spawned before the hills? Right? So again, the Mitsudot point out here, as we saw already in the Ralbag, which was you think you're so smart, and you're smarter than Sofar because he's young and you made fun of him. How do you know things? He's like, well, how old are you, relatively speaking, to all of existence? Right? Why do you think you're so smart? Right? You don't have a right to just tell Sofar. You have to take up his arguments. Don't just say, oh, you know nothing, you're young. It's like, well, how old are you in the broad? You're challenging God. Be one thing you were challenging. You're challenging God, right? In the broad scope, you know nothing. What, are you privy to the secrets of God? Right? If you were challenging another human being, fine. But you're challenging Jehovah because he's young, but meaning you're challenging God. But you weren't there. And again, this is already foretelling a little bit of what God is going to say to him, which is, were you there when I created the world? Do you know the whole, you know, the whole picture? Why do you think you're so smart? What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand that we that is not us? We have old people with us, older than your father as well, meaning, right? And this is what the Ralbag had said, even if I'm young, even if Sofer was young, we're reflecting a traditional view. We have history on our side. Who are you? Are the consolations of God too little for you and the word that he whispered to you? Now, interestingly, right, when did God speak to him? We've never heard that God spoke to him. Right, so Alter assumes, I think correctly, that Eliphaz may assume that God always whispers messages of consolation even to egregious sinners like Eov. Right, that he's saying to him, listen, it's just like inherent. Now, whether he actually thinks that's nevuah or just like, you know, if you were sensitive, you know, sometimes people say if you were just sensitive enough, you would hear God, ki'ilu, right? Something like that. Right, or he's just saying, right, as the Malbim says, no, if you stopped fighting God, he would console you. Not that he has, but that he would, right? That if only, right, the Malbim says, HaTanchumin Jecha Kal Al Itzvon Yodecha Ba'adam Asher Eira Hashem V'chayel Mazeh HaKam V'ovdim Yinachamecha Kal B'davar Shel At V'chaseh HaMecha. Right, the consolation, God will provide consolation, because this world is nothing anyways. He'll give you Olam Haba, meaning if you just realized, you would realize that there is consolation. Why does your heart carry you away in your eyes? Flesh. Why are you just saying things to God? Right? Just spewing things against God that make no sense. They mean nothing. This is right to him. Like he said, what is man that he will be righteous, and that the son of woman that he can be considered a tzaddik? Meaning, you're not going to be good. Right? We quote this in Yom Kippur davening. Even the malachim, God doesn't trust. Even the heavens are not clean in his sight. Right? Perfection, as right Alter says very succinctly, perfection is God's alone. And his uncompromising gains finds defects in all other beings, celestial and terrestrial, right? So again, he's arguing, listen, in order to claim that you did no sins, you would have to claim absolute perfection. And no one, even the angels, don't have perfection. Af kinit avin alach yishotek amayim avla.
What do we mean, Kedushav is meaning angels?
So this is a majority view here, right? That we, right, Malbim says it that way. Rashi says it's the tzva hashamayim, right? It's meaning the ones that you would think are perfect. They're not, right? No one is perfect, right? He says, because he contrasted in Tetzayin, which afki nit aven elach ishotek amayim avla. So how much more so a human being, right, who's abominable? They're not going to be, right? And they drink sin like water, which is just a great image, right? That it's just your nature to do terrible things, right? So now he actually, after just yelling at him, now, Chazal here have an interesting line, right? Because you would think the simple pshat on this is that man is like terrible, terrible, right? Like you drink sin like water. That's really bad. The Gemara actually in Yoma Ayin Bet says, "Amar Rava kol tamid chacham she'ein tocho kivaro, eino tamid chacham. Any tamid chacham whose inside is not like his outside is not a tamid chacham." And what's the source text? Abayevi tema Rabba bar ula amar nikran nitav. He's called, hated, abominable. Shenemar afkin nitav and alach ishada kamayim. Kamayim avla. Right, quoting our pasuk, meaning according to him, this isn't as if it was someone who's terrible. It's someone who simply his insides don't reflect his outsides. Right, that there's a level of hypocrisy, which is also an interesting take. Right, besides for it being a general important philosophical statement. It's a very interesting take on this because it's saying, listen, Eov, I'm not telling you that you're evil, but part of it is just that you present as a tzaddik and you're not quite as much a tzaddik. And that alone, that hypocrisy alone, might be enough to make it that you're deserving of punishment.
Well, but the Chachamim are very, very harsh when it comes to Amarat.
No, this isn't Amaretz. This is a Talmud Chacham She'ein Tocho Kavaro. That's not Amaretz. Right? This is Dafka not. It's a Talmud Chacham. He is a Talmud Chacham. We're not saying he isn't a Talmud Chacham.
No, we're saying he's not a Talmud Chacham.
He didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
If his outside doesn't, if his inside doesn't reflect his outside, he's not a Talmud Chacham.
Why not?
Because it says Eino Talmud Chacham.
He does not say that.
Was the Lashon not a Talmud Chacham whose inside doesn't reflect his outside?
That was Rava's, right? Meaning, yeah. He's a Talmud Chacham in the sense he's a scholar. Yes, but he's not an Am Haaretz. That's not right. Meaning, he's not knowledgeable. He's just not a good person. Right, that's different. I mean, it's bad. You're right. The beginning. Now, the question is whether Abaye and Rav are saying he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's saying he is a Talmud Chacham, he's a terrible person. I don't know. That's an interesting question. It's nice. You should. This happens to be the end of this unit because his main claim takes up a second half of the parak.